佢寒熱嗰輪吃嗰輪，佢連啲肉食性命呢啲乜都肉質先，行人嚟先話嚟先啲攞埋條光啲肉絲嗰啲，飲咗釋放光對面肉啊。
嗯。
You know what that is in English？釋放光即係 rhubarb 嗰啲，佢呢啲啲個 square stem or triangle stem。
嗯哼。
連啲即係啲就是生誒食得中咯，冇吃咯，佢哋吃嚟咧唔吃唔死人嘅，你吃包 it's not poison。
嗯。
嗰啲呢學啲對門葉，你叫你 you know what a 對門葉邊攞翻
？What kind of a leaf is it?
See the leaves, most leaves the veins come on this way, you see.、
Mm-hmm.
But
do you want
to draw? Yeah. The vein goes this way, most of the leaves, you see.
Mm-hmm.
The vein comes this way, you see.
Yeah.
That's good to eat. You eat all you want, it won't kill you.
Oh.
All right, 释放光对门叶，将最多油，又吃最多，最多苦食。Any tree you find in the forest, in the swamp, or anywhere.
Mm-hmm. So you know what kind of leaves you can eat.
Yeah.喺你啲對門葉咯，冇藥咯，釋放光冇藥咯。
哦 ，How did your dad learn all these things？
誒，of course they heard he heard it when he was youngster in China and also is in the herb book。
嗯，佢有啲事係。
Yeah。
佢曉住嘅冇。
要佢曉嘅，佢葉啲水先過嚟咯。
嗯。
佢葉繩水過嚟先赤路咯。
哦，佢先赤路嘅。
Yeah。
哦。今年赤路就下嚟個福更圓滿。
係，今年真係對做鹹水跑，將今年兩佢唔温都吃，咪揸下嚟 Richmond 咁啦。就記住耕啲地人，將種掛菜或者種啲 green gardening， 少少我咪講越嚟我咪 one kitchen， and he start himself a little store in Eburn. You wouldn't remember. He used a little place called.So on the river road there, they call it Marple Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you have Oak Street, and then they built a new one. It used to be a Marple Bridge, right alongside the Marple Bridge. And then we started up a little bit, and he had a little store, a little gambling joint, an open den in the back. And he worked there for a while, and then... And then they have to build a new Marple Bridge. His store is on right on the river on stilts. His store was in the way, so the government had to buy his store out and to build the bridge. And then he with that little bit of money, he started farming. You see, and that's how he got started.
Oh. He must have been. Was he a farmer in China? Did he?
No, he just learned the farming here out here.自從你呢樣要已經向下出曬，個什麼都要零種咯。You gotta grow your own stuff, or your own vegetable, your own rice in China， 你向下啦。係
啊。
佢向下出嚟嘅啫。
嗯。佢幾時呼你媽媽過嚟啊？
When he made a few dollars, he was still at the store then. He still had the store. And I think he was, at that time he was about 40. Mom, she came over to China when she was a baby. She was adopted from China. What the heck is that? Lo Ham, Ham.Until Lu Ham, I forgot his name now. If I have to think back, I might remember. Had a little Chinese grocery store in Vancouver. Ham to Kong Tong Kai. You remember Canton Street?
Yeah, I know.
Shanghai Street?
Yeah.
Was he more old, huh?
No.
And that's what the old man used to have a little store there. You know, the shack, another store, a shack.
Kong Nia Mama, or Kuhai She's the daughter of the of that Lo Ham.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, this Lo Ham adopted her from China.
Mm-hmm.
And then Hong Zhan is saying, so how can we go like, oh, she won't do it, and she could use it, but she can do it. It so happened when she grew up, the old man married her.
It's hard to come by a woman here. It's not so feel around.
Yeah.
Pretty lucky man.
Yeah. Very good. So, how is your Hong Zhan Li Jun go?
That's right.
Unless, I shouldn't say these things, but that's going back to Nikitaka Chen Apun Cholum. You heard about him?
Yeah, I've heard about him.
He was an immigration man at the time, you see. And of course, a $50 bill and a $100 bill in those days mean a lot. That's how some of these guys come over, you see.
Yeah, that guy, Pun Cholum, has probably the worst reputation of all the people that I've talked to. They all just go shake their head and say, that man.
Well, you can't blame a man. This thing's been shoveled right in front of him. Well, if you don't take it, somebody else will.
Well, there must have been some honest translators working around. He was found out. I mean, there are newspaper articles in the 20s saying that this man is on the take, you know.
Well, he on the take, he couldn't prove it too much. He got away with it. Yeah, the corner of Penrith, Maine, and then
it
belonged to him, and another one further down.
Yeah.
Some say Gan Ma.
Prime territory.
Yeah. This Peter Chowney, he runs it now. The old man, I think they both passed away, mother and dad passed away. Peter Chowney, he's in studio.
Ying San Gun. Ying
San Gun.
Ying San Gun, yeah.
Yeah, Jiu Jiu Jin Sheng Gun.
Yeah.
Peter Chow Nong Ji, yeah.
Oh, is he running it now? I didn't know. I knew that one of the sons had it, but I didn't know which one.
I guess his son running it. There's Jack, Peter Chow and Jack Chow. Jack, he's a, what's his name?
Yim Ngan Gama.
Huh?
Yim Ngan Gama.
Yeah, he's a, optometrist. Yeah. Yim Ngan,
yeah.
We used to chum around together.
Is that right?
Yeah, and we hot.
And you Chow or the son?
The son, Pete. Pete and Jack. He'd go around with his sister once in a while.
That's right.
Rose and with Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going back quite a while.
Yeah, was he the only photographer around in Chinatown?
No. Well, at that time, when you go what the heck is his name now? He's not so popular, though, but he's a small-timer. Called the Wang Studio. You see him sing what?
Wang Bo Chun, huh?
Yeah.
Cecil Wand?
Yeah, I think so. Wang Studio, you call it.
How come, why, did I give you good
pictures. He takes the best picture in those days. He's a popular man too, you see, and he always, society isn't going, so he slipped on a few bucks, you see. And Hong Yan would go, Bofung Lai Shi, and he hing gone, but Hong Hao Shang, we hing go, Bofung Lai Shi, he go, that's make a name for himself, you see. It's kind of advertised like, you see.
When you were working for Bucking Lao, and what you Neo Nai Ji,
I used to stay with my with my cousin.
Niao Chen Chek.
Yeah. Zhou Lao Ha. No, it's right down in Ga Hamzhou. It's not there now. My uncle. Zhou Lao Ha, Zhou Hani, Dandam Pansk,
Okay, Chai Yi, Ma.
Chai Yi, yeah. Chinese do go some of that. Not tailor suit, they're all working clothes.
Because you hung in a high unit, they chair you, Hama.
Yeah, sing gun.
Sing gun.
Gong, sing gun. Su yung kyung. Hanging what soup, nigger, what a pan, nigger, how much I got for him, Jackaloo. 好四間啊，四間啊，最真正最後人，最緊呢做工神。佢嗰啲行人多啲係做工，嚟做嘢嚟即工嘢啊，行嘅間嚟幾個嚟幾山仔啊，間啊真係佢啲身體 doesn't matter， 身體佢日佢換佢健身嘅嘢 ，same thing， you don't wear a suit like you're United。
其實冇得講。
咁咪就係啲 blue denim 咯。
做工嚟咧。
Yeah，
攞餅，攞餅嘅就著
條
新
嘅
出嚟。
Yeah， 你做你著啲 blue denim coat， blue denim pants。You know, you got a bib on it too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The overall.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is the thing. 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 No tie. Just an open shirt. Mm-hmm. You know what a bachelor's quarter, Chinese bachelor's quarter looks like?
No. Tell me. What's it look like?
this place here, like the biggest this place here, there'd be about mostly half of this size here. This building, including that over there, half the size. There's about 8 or 9 of them living in the bunk. In the parlor, in the bedroom, and they, except in the kitchen. They use the kitchen, they all cook independently, they don't all eat together. They all share their fuel, their lights. They don't, none of them have phone.
No phones.
No. They share their whatever coal, what they buy, those they all put wood and coal. They share the wood and coal and the light bill, that's all. Mm. And you cook your meal, I cook mine. Everybody take turn cooking. Mm. Even 10 of them, they still do that.
10 different times. How come?
Well, that's where they you know, yeah, everybody had their own idea of own food, you see. Some are more stingy, some are a little more elaborate, you see. You hand give them that, you know, maybe you find a couple of pieces of soy hop, and maybe you just go down Hong Kong and see the 10 to 15 cents, you get a piece of foam wood. You see, 10 to 15 cents foam wood, you'll never buy it. See, but some you find that you eat chan. You know, you save some for make even 2 meals. See, you think for eat one. You know, next day, you maybe chop a piece of ham wood, low, or gay, or some fun, you eat chan.
Can I hear Han? Han?
Mahal? The Chinese main meal is rice, you see. Holy song fan, you know. Have fun. No pork, now do, no, Jim, no, all time do, someone join you. See, and yeah, they put your hair so help, have fun, have fun, yeah, or look. You heard about that?
Yeah.
The low pork, now I chose a question, the mono, how should you know? None of them ever heard about it.
Yeah, it's a different way of looking at
even at our home, my mom used to tell us, you know, sometimes she makes something good, you see, like a sweet and sour spirit or find something good, you eat sometimes, you know, you have family there and you eat more. You eat your sister's share, your brother's share, you eat the rice.
Yeah. You eat as fast as you can. I mean, yeah. If you have 12 people, at least 12 people at the table, it's you got to eat pretty fast.
Well, they eat pretty good, yeah. Well, we look after each other pretty good, in spite of a big family. And so what I'm saying is that we get good neighbors, you know. Sometimes we milk, you know, milk and butter. Quite often, you know, the neighbor give us some milk and butter. They don't charge you for it. So all those, you know, resident Richmond, they have a C4 cow. See, they have their own, milk and they make their own butter.
Mm-hmm. So you had good neighbors.
Yeah, we used to go down. Get milk and they don't charge us, and sometimes butter they don't charge us.
Used to be a lot of Chinese people didn't eat milk or butter.
No, not the 三宅广, but most of Jika, like a family, with a family, they for sandwich go to school, you see, yeah. For the kids. Sometimes you run out of butter, you use lard, sugar and lard. Sometimes you go, when you can't afford it, you can have something.
That's right. Well, how far did you get in school?
Well, I didn't go to school very well. I got up to grade six, and I had to work. So if sometimes when your farm get too busy, I have to take time off from school and go to work in the farm.
Mm-hmm. Did that happen to all the kids in the family?
Just only to me and my the other brother Harry. He's still here. All the rest of them they got to put a good break, except the one that's the older one.
The older ones always make sacrifices.
Yeah. Yeah, we'd have to tell the get. We don't know. Man, don't know English too much. You know, he knows, but he can talk a little bit English, but he can't write this. We used to go to the next door neighbor and get Mrs. Steve, she's a Sunday school teacher. We get her to write a note, you know, and I tell her, I said, I can't go to school for another 2 weeks. I says, you have to write a note, tell the teacher. And my dad told me to tell you write a note to the teacher.
Cause you
and she'll write a note, you see.
So she would tell the teacher that you had to work.
Yeah.
What did the teacher think of all that?
Well, not much you can do when you gotta eat.
Was that happening to to other children too? Say white children who had
just the poor family like us. Yeah, very few people have 12. I think ours is the biggest family in Richmond. As a matter of fact, outside of Wing Song, he got 24. He got three wives. You see, my dad only got one wife. So he got 12.
Wow.
So most of the Lu Fan have the very most. Six.
Yeah.
Very seldom have six. Most three or four.
Did you live in a big house? Did you guys have a big house to live in?
No, it's no bigger than this. The whole thing, no bigger than the whole thing. Of course, all the girls bunk in one room, all the boys bunk in one in the other room. Mom and Dad live in the main bedroom. There's no, we just put a partition blanket over this, you know.
Pretty rough living?
No, it sure is rough.
Do you have running water?
Yeah, we have running water. We have to carry it from the tap to the house.
Mm-hmm.
See, our house is about about half a block from the road, you see. So we have to carry the water from the main tap into the house.
Mm-hmm. And I guess you use outhouses.
Hmm?
Outhouses?
Well, outhouses, yeah. It's quite even in most outhouses those days. The poor family and have outhouses, but the rich one they have their toilet inside.
Yeah. Farm life really is a lot of hard work. I guess the day starts early, really early on the farm.
Why? Hong Yan Ren Bei Ling Ge Xiong Jun Ge Lok La.
Sun up to sundown.
Yeah.
Did your mother have to work on the farm too?
Oh yeah, all do. Soon she gets through with the dishes and get her chore done, she go out on the farm and work in there. For the meal time, she go and cook lunch and supper.
Wow. Did she kuya mo chiga yip kodi di kwa cho yomanga?
Oh no, mostly fresh.
Yeah. Well, when you were young, what did you think you would, you know, when people are young, they kind of think, well, when I grow up, I want to be this and that. What was it for you, you know, when you were young or going to school or, you know, even working in Chinatown, what did you think you would finally work as? What did you want to do with your life?
Well, to the time when all it's I have no choice because I had no education, you see. All I have to do is to make my best to keep my job. At that time, you know, when I worked in town, I haven't told you this, but I mentioned it now. Every payday, my dad, my mom would come up, you know, pick up my pay.
Oh.
See, when I worked, I had to support the family in that, at that time. Used to come up every payday, you know, at $35 a month.
Mm-hmm.
I work about 12 to 14 hours a day.
Mm.
So I depend now. All I have my to spend my spending money is tips what I make from the customers.
Oh.
I keep that. Of course, I in those days when you get $2, $3, $3, $4 tips, a lot of money. You know, I kept that and spend my spending money.
Mm. Were you the only son that went outside the farm to work then? Were you the only
at
one?
That time? I'm the oldest one. Yeah.
Oh, you're the oldest son.
Yeah.
It's not easy being the oldest son in Chinese families.
No. Well, I worked 4 or 5 years to support them. When I was even when I worked in town, they come up for my pay every end of the month.
Wow.
Mm. And finally, when they the rest got older, and they worked, they helped out. You know, they worked down here in the farm and in town in the cannery, like all my other brothers.
Yeah, things get easier, but
yeah.
It's always the first, the older ones that make the most.
So my sister got married when they're quite young, you know, 17. In those days, and Chinese custom, you see, and then you look at the sister and children, but they all married 16, 17, most of them.
Do they marry Chinese?
Yeah. You got gan yin long liam, you got lu jiang, lu lui, lu jiao. My younger sister.
Mm.
And the other one's married to Tom Lee. He's a carpenter.
Were their marriages arranged?
No, not the three youngest ones.
Mm. They made their own choices.
They made their own choice. But all the others arranged. In those days, the old time, they arranged marriage. They don't want to marry Canadian.
Everybody's fussy.
Yeah. But today, look at today, you marry anybody. You can marry a dog if you want today.
Yeah, there's lots of Chinese marrying whites now.
It's yeah. You're not only that, I don't think there's any strict race in Japanese. I better go to the washroom.
Okay.